An early love of literature and writing paved the way for Justin Wilson to pen his first book. Shadow Strike tells the story of a man challenged to make a difference and change the status quo. It says as much about the fictional character as it does of the real life of Wilson. The Monroe-based author was diagnosed with Asperger's syndrome in his childhood. He joins me in studio to share about the notable accomplishment of his first self-published work. Well, Justin, congratulations on the book and welcome.
Thank you for having me, Bob.
What did you first enjoy about writing?
I enjoy creating characters and creating worlds. It's a lovely process.
You began with short stories. What were some of the subjects that you covered in those writings?
I guess conspiracies, how they affect people and friendship, really, horror at some point, and a bit of military sometimes. I haven't published any of them, though.
Military and some of the spy thrillers, did you begin to kind of lean some of your writings towards that as you grew in writing?
I did sort of draft a novel for a military-style novel, but I sort of stopped that a while ago. I have thought about writing another military book in the future.
Was there a challenge going from shorter works, like the short stories, like the chapter novels, into longer form in a full book?
Very much. Writing this book is 50 chapters long with an epilogue. So, you know, you have to flesh out your characters so they don't bore the reader. You have to put them through arcs and finish them up by the time the book's end while leaving a little bit open for future novels.
Was there a process of adding or taking away characters as you worked through the book?
Very much. I added many characters initially, but I took away some to focus on others.
How difficult was that process?
In one case, there was this one character who started out initially as a supporting character, but he later became a supporting antagonist. I felt it was better because of that.
The name of the book, Shadow Strike, where did the idea come from?
Honestly, I'm pretty sure I heard it somewhere before, so, you know, I can't copyright the name, probably. I thought, you know, it's a cool name for a character.
You introduce us to Parkson City. Because of an economic crisis, the city has taken a drastic measure to secure itself from the surrounding area. Yet problems arise, and an outsider who makes his way into the city faces an unexpected challenge. Well, tell us about the character, Robert James.
Well, Robert, he starts out as a little kid at 7 years old who, you know, he's like most kids. He's happy, carefree, doesn't have a care in the world. His only living family is his sister, Ashley, who takes care of him, most part. She's worried about him a lot. One day, Robert and his friends come up with a plan to steal food from a shipment heading into the city. They succeed, but every action has an equal opposite reaction. The cops come in. One cop is drunk, and he ends up shooting Robert's sister, Ashley. The trauma, you know, leaves Robert alone, and he's found by a mysterious old man who teaches him how to be a ninja, how to use his abilities to end corruption in the city.
As we meet Robert James in the book, is his character or perhaps another influenced by you, and how so?
Robert, I think he has some of my rigid views about the world, like how something should be easy, something shouldn't be, how people shouldn't act this way. He doesn't see this. Like, the rich build this wall to protect themselves. Robert doesn't see a reason for that to happen. He thinks they should try to help them all out.
Well, in some of the bio notes, you mention in having Asperger's that you can add your thought and complexities to your work. How important is that for you to share in your writings?
It's rather important. Asperger's, it was very difficult to do growing up, especially for my parents and for my teachers. And really, when writing this book, I wanted to become someone that the people who saw something in me that I never saw, I wanted to become someone they could be proud of. And I love writing. I'm pretty sure I'm not the first person with Asperger's to write a book. I'm probably not, and there are much younger kids who've written books, probably better books than I have. But I want people to Asperger's to know that if you apply yourself to something, you can achieve it, no matter how long it takes.
How long did this book take for you to put together?
I came up with the original draft back when I first started writing at 13, almost 6 years ago. So I had to go through a lot of revisions. At one point, I lost all the files, which was, I wanted to just start breaking things.
But, you know, I think we've all been there.
But I took the lemons and I made lemonade, and I feel that the story is much stronger because of that.
You also share that you hope to add your voice to the likes of Stephen King, Tom Clancy, and James Patterson, and others. In working towards that acclaim, what have you learned in beginning this journey?
I've learned that writing is it's not as easy as it looks. Writing, now, you know, I had a hard time writing just one book, so I can't imagine writing 40 or even more. You know, to get the acclaim, you know, I have to. I'm sure I'm going to have my critics, my detractors, but I want to hope to learn from any critics they have and improve on those foundations. You know, and I read from the best, from Stephen King, Tess Gerritsen, Jim Butcher, Tom Clancy, James Patterson. You know, I read from the best, and I write as often as I can. In fact, I'm already working on my second novel.
Have you decided on a title for that yet?
Well, some people might recognize this title. The title is Zane Parker.
Shadow Strike. For those who would like to get a copy, how can you do so?
The book is available on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and if you prefer an ebook, if you have a Kindle or Nook, you can download it from various ebook sites, like one site called Library. That's library.com with a Y instead of an I.
Well, the book is called Shadow Strike by Justin Wilson. Justin, congratulations again, and look forward to following up with you in the future in your writings.
I look forward to being here again, Bob. Thank you very much for having me.